I'm sure you join me in thanking Mary Splawn for encouraging all of us to share from our faith journey. You know, this is unique for each one of us because, as she has stressed, each one of us has a unique story. We are unique beings. There'll never be another living being like us. God has created us in that way. I have a few pictures, and I want to thank Pat Ferguson for transferring these to PowerPoint. And now I want to invite you to go with me. We'll call it a brief tour of my faith journey. I came from a Christian heritage. Is it still okay, the sound in the back? And Christian parents. My father was a volunteer choir director at the little town of Pell City, First Baptist Church, where I grew up. And Sunday at our house meant church. Sunday morning and Sunday night. And occasionally church friends came to our house to sing gospel hymns, and my mother accompanied on the piano. I was 9 years old when I felt a personal call to faith. My family had been invited to attend a worship service in a big tent. It was the Wesleyan Methodist Summer Campground. And following the sermon that night, the minister's invitation definitely spoke to my young heart. I really felt the call to commit my life to God. The congregation was singing. And can you think, at a nine-year-old, I remember what they were singing. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand. And then the words go on, I'm bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the promised land. In my early years, a dear neighborhood playmate and I had such good times together. Oh my, it was a wonderful memory that I have. And we even sat together in church quite often. By the time we were 11 years old, a tragedy occurred. Her mother, following some mental problems, sadly took her own life. And then not long after that, my little friend had to move away to live with her older sister. But through the years, we stayed in touch through the post office. Didn't have computers then, did we? And occasional telephone calls. I was encouraged when I felt that her faith was growing as she was maturing. Well, just over a year ago, she was in a fatal automobile accident, but I know that she died with a deep faith in the Lord. The last time I talked with her by telephone, she gave several scripture references to me that she thought our family would enjoy. So we kind of tried to help each other along the way. And our faith in the Lord, I think, took us through. In high school days, that was 7th grade through the 12th at that time, our youth received opportunities for Christian growth. And let me just mention three that meant a lot to me. At the high school commencement, when I was graduating, each graduate was given a book about the growth of the young Jesus. It was actually the speaker who gave all of us a copy of the book. the Jesus who increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And to me, at that time, it was a real challenge to grow, to try to grow in all areas of my life. And in my 10 years, I appreciated the encouragement that I received to serve as the assistant church organist and pianist. And then again in my teenage years, when I was 13, my beloved pastor's wife accompanied several of us girls to Judson College for what we call the Girls Auxiliary House Party. Many of you have been a member of Girls Auxiliary or led the Girls Auxiliary. Then when it came time to choose a college, that early experience, which was a good one, came to me, and I thought, I'll choose Judson College for my freshman year. And I did, because I recognized that the Christian values were high priority at that school. Of all the Christian speakers that I heard during my student years, I will mention two. The Reverend Dr. Criswell, many of you have heard his name from Texas, spoke to the students at the University of Alabama for Religious Emphasis Week. He asked us, are you a thermometer or are you a thermostat? A thermometer reflects the environment. The thermostat influences the environment for what is best. Which one do you want to be? I think of that even how many years since college. Another speaker, a young woman at a Baptist youth retreat, she cautioned us by saying, be careful what you think. What you think will come true in that your thoughts are shaping your life. I like to recall Paul's writing to the Philippians. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest and just, whatsoever things are pure, lovely, and good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what does the scripture say? Think on these things. What a responsibility God has given us to control our own thoughts. There was a time in my life when I had questions about how faith works. Why, I asked myself, do I feel the need to go forward when the minister gives the invitation, when I've already gone forward and made a profession? Is faith an emotional experience? Is it a rational experience? How do emotions and intellectual understanding interact with my relationship with God? Maybe, I said to myself, or maybe God was speaking through me, I need to rededicate my life to God. This I did. During the Billy Graham Crusade, he was here in the 1970s, I think early in the 70s. Many of you here tonight can testify to the fact that when you turn your reins of your life over to God, special, unusual, maybe, very commonplace, but some experiences begin to knock on your door that you are hearing. And one of those for me was the challenge that I would serve as a counselor for the MBDC students at the Panama City Youth Camp, and then later to teach a class of single young adults in Sunday school here at Mountain Brook. That was in partnership with my husband, Harold, and our work together for a number of years with these wonderful young adults confirmed to me that God was with us all the way. I am impressed with the incredible number of opportunities that you and I as Christians have to help strengthen our faith. One thing that's helped me a great deal is to try to memorize scripture. I like to get a little package of index cards and write the text on the front and then the reference on the back, and just, you know, like I'm in school again, and I'll use some flashcards and, oh, do I remember that from yesterday, you know. That's been a help to me. But also, I have used what I call a special notebook, my life notebook by Eloise Williams, to record experiences and ideas that I particularly want to keep. And from that notebook, may I share with you at this time an entry that I made in summer 1973. The entry that you see, hopefully, is a mature climbing fern. It grows up every year at my house anew from the ground. Never has misses. And the snow is going to get it yet. It's still green right now, but something will get it. It will have to come up again next spring. And I'd like to read from the notebook. One spring morning, I walked onto the patio at the back of the house to see if the new growth of the climbing fern was beginning to sprout on the ground. Sure enough, the growth had started. It's always exciting to see the first growth begin to come out of the ground. A small, tender tendril had sprung up, but the curly tip had been eaten away, probably by a bug. On close examination, I saw a tiny side shoot near the top, near the tendril, beginning to form, and that would, in time, become the leader, the new growing tip that would develop into the climbing fern. But you know, I remember while I'm diverting from the words now, But I stooped there down on my knees with that little growth, and I thought, this reminds me of my life. There have been times when the growing tip is not growing, or that it's been blunted. Times when I've not followed God's way, or I have pulled back from the risk of the adventure that He was trying to show me. But in God's mercy and love, He has provided a way to keep the lifeline moving. A little side shoot begins to form and grow, and there comes another opportunity to move ahead with God in His developing, majestic plan. And tonight, I would say His glorious plan, in which we are privileged to participate and to enjoy forever. For a closing thought, may I ask a favor of all of you? Let's sing together, "On Jordan's Stormy Banks I Stand," just as a way to express our Christian faith and our promise and the many promises of God. Anna? Are you there? Will you please play an introduction? And we'll sing, I'm not a choir director, but we'll sing to the lead of the piano. And when we finish the hymn, let's repeat just the refrain with our voices only, a cappella.
On Jordan's stormy